KSCS.
Second date update.
All right, we got Matt standing by. He had a great first date with Paulette, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. So first of all, Matt, tell us how you met Paulette.
Well, we met on Bumble. We had a bit of a, you know, kind of an unusual first date. You know, instead of going to dinner or a movie, we met at a park and we played basketball.
Oh, that's fun.
What made you think of doing that kind of date?
Well, I knew she played college basketball, and I thought it'd be a lot of fun, you know, shoot some hoops.
And how did that go?
I honestly had a great time. I thought it was so much fun. She won 2 out of 3 games. I got one in there. But,
okay.
You know, it was a great time, and I really wanted to go out again, and she just never called me back.
All right. Let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, see if we can get your second date, okay?
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Paulette?
Yes.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show on 96.3 KSCS. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Okay.
I know it's kind of odd that a radio station would call you out of the blue, but the reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update. And people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason never progressed to a second date. And we got a call about you.
Oh. All right.
All right. Well, do you remember going out with Matt?
I do.
Well, he said you guys had a great first date. You met on Bumble. I guess you decided to go play basketball, a little one-on-one on your first date. And he said he never heard from you after that.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Well, he asked us to call on his behalf because he was kind of wondering why.
Well, you know, really just one reason, which is that we played basketball and he didn't go well.
I had a feeling this was going to be her answer. What do you mean by he didn't take it so well?
Well, okay, so our date was, we met up at a basketball court and played one-on-one. We played 3 games. I won the first 2, and he won the 3rd one.
Okay.
Because I let him. That's why, because I let him win the 3rd one. And that was just kind of upsetting to me that I had to let him.
Why did you have to let him? Because he said that you played college basketball, so I was kind of under the assumption that he thought that you were a lot better than him.
I felt like I had to let him because when we were playing during the second game, I crossed him up like several times. You know what that is? You guys know what that is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I crossed him up. It's when you dribble with one hand and you switch to the other,
okay.
And then the person, all like, right. And he fell over. The poor guy fell over. And it seemed like he took it really personally, so I felt awful, and I let him win the 3rd game. And it's just like, I don't know, I feel like I had to make myself small to be with him.
So can I ask you, do you usually only date pretty athletic guys that can keep up with you on the court?
It's not a rule, but it just usually ends badly when I play with guys. And the thing about it is, it's like, because of that, this was not my idea. This was his idea to do this. It's just went horribly, in my opinion.
He asked us to call on his behalf because he thought the date went really well. And he's actually on the other line. Would it be okay if we brought him in on this conversation?
Oh, my goodness.
It's totally up to you. If you don't want to do this, we can stop this right now.
Okay.
Hey, Paulette.
Hey, Matt.
I knew you let me win. Like, I really thought that. You know, you're really good at basketball. I thought it was pretty cool that you let me win, you know?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't expect to win at all. You played in college. You had a lot of experience. I've played at gym class.
That's actually really hot.
Yeah, I mean, I really want to go out again, you know? See more of you off the court, just have some fun. I just thought it'd be something, you know, we could do together. Have some fun, and then go on, have some more dates.
That's actually really sweet.
Paula, how about that? I would love to pick up the tab for date number 2. I think Matt's really genuine when he says he wants to see a different side of you. Would you accept my offer to pick up the tab for date number 2?
That's incredible, actually. That is such a relief for me.
So that's a yes?
That is an absolute yes. Yes.
Yay!
All right, a success story.
We get these all the time, right, Hawkeye?
Yes. Oh, yes. We always get success stories. All right. We're gonna set up something nice for you guys to go out to dinner and just get to know each other and have some fun, okay?
No sports involved?
No sports involved.
Yes.
Sounds great to me.